other venue in Victoria today, and what a beautiful day it would be to spend your Easter Sunday down at the Mornington Peninsula. Seven race card. Trav Noonan is here to find us all the winners. Good morning, Trav. How are you?
Yeah, pretty well. Thanks, Michael. Happy Easter to all the listeners out there. And it looks a card that we should be able to find some winners today at Mornington. And an absolute, as you said, great day to be going to racing at Mornington and then follow it up with the beach at night, I'd imagine.
Oh, that sounds a plan. Fit in a winery in between the two as well when we are counting all the winnings from today. A few thin races. There's a few scratchings in the first. We can take out 1, 3, 5, 8 and 10. McIlroy, he missed a cut on debut when he was a short price favourite. He's favourite again, 230. Tycoon Raff's been supported, 270. 440 Poet Warrior. They're the top three in the market. Are you forgiving of McIlroy's debut?
I am, but I just think he was just a little bit plain on that occasion at Cranbourne. Now he's changed trainers too, which is interesting. He was with Clayton Douglas, now with the Lindsay Park team. I thought Tycoon Raff could knock him off here, though, with the blinkers on for the first time, and Craig knew it. He's probably going to stalk McIlroy. I just wonder if McIlroy is going to be strong at the end of 1,200. He was fading late at Cranbourne. I think they have the race between them, but I'm happy to side with the two, Tycoon Raff, in front of the six, McIlroy. And then it's a good gap back to the third, and which is four, Classy Banner, who's jumped out well, and seven, Poet Warrior, 2,647.
2,647 in the first at Mornington. Race number two, over the 1,000, take out 2, 3, 5, 6 and 10. Waiting for the day's an interesting first starter from the Price Kent Junior team. Three-odd filly by Brazen Bow, and it's into $1.75 following the scratchings. Brooklyn Heat, half-sister to Brooklyn Hustle, is another interesting runner first up today at $3.90. Faithless, $5.50, and then we're down to Charles the Great, a first starter at $6.50 from Logan McGill team. Which way are you heading with this very, very short price first starter in the second, Trav?
Well, it's a short price for good reason, Michael. They don't jump out much better than she has in two appearances at Terang and Camperdown waiting for the day. She looks like a very, very talented filly from the right stable with a good jockey on board. I think she's going to take a power of beating. Four, Brooklyn Heat's the danger. She ran in a really good maiden on debut in behind the likes of Anna Visto and Miss In Between. She's seemingly jumped out well coming into this preparation. She should give the favourite a little bit of a danger. And then a good, I think they'll just dominate the race. It's a good gap back to the third pick, one, Charles the Great, who trialled well recently in seven, Faithless, 11,417.
11,417 in the second. Race three, over 1,500, take out 3, 7 and 11. Lordy Lou's the favourite. Kira Maher said this morning with Warren Huntley it was his best of the day at 2.20. Arabian Eagle, $5. Lady Lockhart, $7. And Needleworks at $7 here as well. So we've got another firm favourite. Are you with Lordy Lou?
No, I'm against it, which is a little bit, I suppose, tricky at the moment given how well Maher used to stable's going. But I thought there was a bit of a roughie here, the 12 Violets Girl. It's only having its third start, and last time at Stale, drew inside and just had no luck whatsoever. Just got held up at the top of the straight, cut out of a run. I thought back on her home track, she may be able to improve drastically here, the Violets Girl from the Bright Oak camp. So I'm going to have something on her each way, the 12. No real knocks on the favourite 8, Lordy Lou, who is a bit of a long-time maiden, but she's racing extremely well. 4, Lady Lockhart goes in for third. He's another one who can improve here second up with the blinkers on. And 6, Albanian Eagle, 12,846.
12,846 in the Catnard Jewellers maiden plate. Race number 4, a 58 over 1,500. Take out 3, 4 and 6. Channing for Amy and Ashyagi's the favourite in an open race. Equal favourite, in fact, at 460 with Ruby Sunrise. Xingyun, how are you pronouncing the 5 here, Trav?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine, Michael.
All right, it's at 6.50. Miss B, Lucky or Lurchy is at 6.50, and then Not Usual Dreams at $8.50. So this is an open affair here, Trav. Who are you with?
Yeah, it looks an open affair on paper, but I really like one here. I thought Channing, getting back to his home track, he's won two races here at Mornington, and he's coming out of a good race, I think, last time at Kyneton behind Almighty Will. That horse subsequently won at Cranbourne. He's really well placed to win here, the 2. From the 8, Ruby Sunrise was a dominant winner first up at Colac. I think she'll enjoy getting up over a little bit more ground. She's definitely the danger. 9, Wimborne put in a really good performance last start at a big price. I have a couple of people tipping to me strongly. He's a great each way champ, so he's got to go in. And the 12 Spears, trained on track by the Coral and David and Coral Feek team, can definitely run a good race. 2, 8, 9, 12.
2, 8, 9, and 12. And take note, 7 races today at Mornington. So race 4 is the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg, race 5, is a 58 over 20.40. In this race, take out 4, 7, 16. A lovely brown horse is the favourite for Jay Mott and Greg Urell at 3.50. Champagne Friday, $6. Surprise Effect, $6.50. And Star Spangled Baby at $7.50 are the only runners under double figure odds, Trav.
Yeah, I think this is a race where the Allerton and Zara team can bring up the first wing for Surprise Effect. I think he's well placed here in a 0 to 58 rather than a maiden. I think this is probably weaker than a 2,000 metre maiden, and he was very good last time behind Suppression. Getting out to 2,050, I think, is ideal. Draws barrier one. Daniel Moore riding well after saluting with a winner at Caulfield yesterday. I think he just ticked a lot of boxes here. He's probably over the odds, the 15. 11, Joyce's Honey, getting back to Mornington on his home track, will definitely improve. I think he's been racing on some tight circuits, which hasn't really suited him. I think he can definitely improve here up to 2,000 metres. 13, Champagne Friday, is just racing incredible form this campaign under Nicole Dixon. He can definitely race, be right in the finish again. And 9, Vinrose, was a good last start winner. This is harder, but can definitely be in the finish. 15, 11, 13, 9.
15, 11, 13 and 9. Race number 6, a 58 over the 1,000. Take out 11 and 12. Due Well is the favourite at 3.10. 4.60, make an effort. Stella Redento is at $7.50. Top 3 in the market. Who do you like in this third leg of the quaddy?
Yeah, happy to forgive Due Well for last time, which was on a heavy track. She just simply doesn't go in the wet. If you look at her two starts prior to that, and she deserves to be a clear favourite. She was second at Terang, second at Werribee. And compared to a lot of these, I think she's the class runner of the race. I think she's well placed here under Jamie Moore for 3. 7, Stella Redont, getting back to Mornington, is another tick. As we sort of always know with these locally trained horses, they just grow a leg back to their home track. She's had one start here for a second. I think she can definitely improve. 4, make an effort, was good last time in the same race as Stella Redont at Bairnsdale, and 2, state of class, another local who can run well. 3, 7, 4, 2.
3, 7, 4, and 2. And the last of 7 jumps at 5 past 5 this afternoon. It's a 58 over 1,200 metres. Take out 3 and 14. Deep Mirror for Shane Nichols, the favourite at 4.60. Starring Roll, 5.50, 100% at $6. And Rockstar Dreams for the Warren Krongold team is also a $6 chance. How do we finish the day, Trav?
Yeah, I think we finish it with the Warren and Krongold runner, Rockstar Dreams. She's just been probably aimed a little bit too high at Moonee Valley and Soundy in her last two, but you go back to her form sort of the back end of last year, and it's definitely good enough to win a race like this. I think she's well placed back here in the 58 with grade. Daniel Stackhouse on board. She'll get a lovely run from gate 10, just blend into the race and take a power of beating the 12 Rockstar Dreams. 8, 100%, maybe one of the most consistent horses in Victoria, but he just for whatever reason can't win one. He's run a lot of placings recently, and he just has to be around the mark again with Michael Walker. And then in for third, I went with the 11 Deep Mirror, who's racing really well, and 2 That Song. Both the Shane Nichols runners should perform really well. 12, 8, 11 and 2 in the last. Best bet of the day, race 4, number 2, Channing. I think he's really well placed back on his home deck in a 0 to 58. Next best, race 6, number 3, Due Well. If you forget her last start on the heavy, should be much shorter. And the value, race 3, number 12, Violet Skirl, who was desperately unlucky last time at Star. Quaddy, leg number 1 will take 4 runners, 2, 8, 9, 12. Leg 2 will take a couple runners here for insurance, 2, 9, 11, 13, 15. Leg 3 will just take 3 and 7. And leg 4, 2, 8, 11 and 12, 2, 8, 11, 12 in leg number 4. But best of the day, Channing. A little bit of news coming through too, Michael. Brenton Abdullah will take the ride on Eduardo in the TJ Smith Stakes, and Colette will line up in the Doncaster with Damien Oliver.
In the Doncaster, are you surprised by that? You think that's the right way to go with Colette?
Well, I guess she's going to be up against it, being very elegant in a day of in the Queen Elizabeth, isn't she? So she's a big-time mile winner with Course of the Golden Eagle, so you can't doubt James Cummings.
And I am being told that the big wet is coming again, so we could be on some rain-affected tracks by the time the weekend comes around as well. Trav, great to catch up. Good punting today.
You too, Michael.